any of them, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get alarm, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, by writing a fake letter that told of buried jewels and valuable silver pieces, Squire Skimp tricked Lum and Abner into buying a worthless piece of property. After Squire had left, the old fellows discovered that the letter had been written on Squire's typewriter, and thus they realized that M.K. Skimp had swindled them again. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library, and Abner is just entering. Listen.
Abner, how many times do I have to tell you not to slam that screen door?
I'm sorry, I forgot. Dog is Lum, you ought to see Cedric over at that old Hurley place.
What's he doing over there?
He's over there just digging for all he's worth. I reckon I ought to have told him about that letter we got from Mr. Trapper telling about them buried jewels and stuff over there.
Well, didn't you tell him that was a fake letter? That it was actual wrote by Squire Skin?
Why, sure, I told him, but you know Cedric, he wouldn't believe that part of it. He's bound and determined that he's going to dig till he finds a treasure, he says.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Why, he's got holes dug all over that place. Looks like a big gopher's been working over there. Well, for the land's sakes, if he ain't got an arm...
Who ain't got an arm, Cedric?
No, Squire Skin. Look at him there. Coming up there just as big as life, starting right in here.
Well, I'll phone him and ask him to come over here. I'm going to have a talk with him.
After he tricked us into buying that no-good piece of property, I thought you said you weren't going to have no more to do with him, Lum.
Well, that's what I want to talk to him about, Abner. I've decided he ain't going to get away with this.
Huh?
I'm going to try to get our money back or get back that note we signed.
Oh.
We ain't got no $250 to throw away on a worthless piece of ground.
$373 is what it was.
Yeah, with the interest added onto it.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't see how he figured that much interest. But he done it so fast, I couldn't borrow it.
No, mine. Howdy, Squire.
Yeah, howdy, Squire. Come on back.
Well, gentlemen. Marvelous weather we're having. Wonderful day.
Uh-huh.
You wanted to see me about some little matter, did you, Lum?
Yeah, but it ain't no little matter, Squire. It's a $373 matter. We want our note back.
What's that, Lum? You want your note back?
Yes, sir. We don't want to have no part of that run-down piece of property you sold us.
That's our time, Lum.
Well, now, just a minute here, Lum. I sold you that property fair and legal.
Well, I don't believe you did.
Yes, I did.
Either fair or legal.
I did, Lum. As a matter of fact, I never sold it to you. You bought it. It was your own idea. You asked me to sell you that lot, Lum. I didn't approach you on the matter. In fact, you begged me to.
Yeah, but you just tricked us into saying that.
Why, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. If you will recall, Lum, I even tried to talk you out of buying that lot, and you wouldn't listen to me.
I know you did, but that was just a part of the scheme. You wrote that letter to us yourself, and you know it.
Letter? What letter is that, Lum?
Don't act so innocent, Squire. You know what I mean. The letter was signed O.W. Trafford, Jr. But we got proof that it was actually you that wrote it.
Proof? Why, that's ridiculous, Lum. I never heard of such a story in my life.
Ridiculous?
Yes, it is.
Well, you better get that letter T fixed on your typewriter before you try any more schemes like this.
What's that?
Abner, go get both the letter and the deed that Squire gave us.
Yeah, sure. Whereabouts are they, Lum?
They're back there in the feed room, I think. Right on that table next to the printing press.
Oh, yeah. I'll get them.
Well, hurry up.
Well, now, just a minute, Lum. What is all this about a letter T? What are you referring to?
You'll see in just a minute, quick as Abner gets back. See, all the letters T are sort of crooked and up higher than the other letters in the deed and the letter from Mr. Trafford both.
Well, that could be merely a coincidence, Long. No, you're falsely accusing me here, Long. Basing your whole case on that circumstantial evidence, that's the only thing you have.
Well, I don't know what we're basing it on, but we're aiming to get our note back. I can tell you that right now.
Well, I'm very sorry to see you taking this attitude, Long. Jumping at conclusions and indicting an innocent man is what you're doing. What did you say the name was, Lum? The name of this gentleman that you referred to who wrote you the letter?
Oh, you know as well as I do what his name is. O.W. Trafford, Jr. It's a pretty fancy name you studied up there.
Well, now, right there is just one example of how wrong you are, Lum. I never fabricated that name. There actually was a family by the name of Trafford that lived in Pine Ridge. And there's records to prove it, too.
There might have been some Traffords, for all I know. But none of them wrote that letter. I know that for sure. Tell me, what's keeping Abner? He never can find anything.
Plum, I can take you right into the county seat, to the courthouse, and show you where, at one time, there was a Bertram F. Trafford that lived right here in Pine Ridge.
Well, I better go find him things myself. You wait here, Squire.
Hurry up, Lum. I'm a busy man, busy man. Perhaps we better continue this some other time, Lum.
Oh, you stay right there now. We'll straighten it up right now. I'll be back there.
Well, I haven't time, Lum, to fool around on things like this. Oh, well, hello there, Cedric, my boy.
Morning, Mr. Squire. Wonderful world.
Yes, wonderful world.
Wonderful world.
Well, what are you so elated and excited about, Cedric?
Is Mr. Abner here?
Why, yes. He's back in the feed room there. Did you want to see him?
Yes, Mom. I wanted to tell him he's all wrong about the old Hurley place.
So what's that?
He said there wasn't no buried treasure over there, but I found them. Boy.
What? Cedric? You found them? What did you find?
Silver dollars.
What?
I've been digging them up over there as fast as I can. I pick one up and dig another shovel full and pick another up. Dig another shovel full and pick another up.
Cedric, are you sure about this now?
Oh, yes, Mom. I'll bet you a million or a thousand of them over there.
Cedric, don't say anything about this to Lum or Abner.
Don't say nothing to him, Mel.
No, don't mention the subject at all, Cedric.
Well, that's the reason I come over here to tell him about it.
Yes, I know, Cedric, but you see, just a minute, my boy, just a minute now. I've got something here for you. Yes, here. Here's a $5 bill now. You take it. Run along and enjoy yourself. Go get your girl Clarabelle and take her in the county seat to pick the show.
No, I don't want that. I can get all the money I want. Just dig it up like you do with potatoes.
Well, I tell you, Cedric, let me talk to Lum and Abner before you tell them anything about this. Let's just sort of keep this for a surprise for them. It's a secret between me and you.
Surprise, huh?
Oh, yes.
Put a joint on them, huh?
That's it, Cedric.
That'll be a good one.
Yes, you're a fine boy, Cedric, fine boy. And another thing, I'm a very busy man today, Cedric, and I came over here to... see Lum and Abner on some business, and I must get it done in a hurry, you know. I've got to talk to them. So, wait a minute. Be quiet now. Here they come. Remember, Cedric, this is our little secret now.
Surprise!
Cedric. Well, did you find them, Lum?
Yeah, they slipped down back of the table.
No, where?
Hello, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Lum.
Howdy, Cedric. All right now, Squire. Just look at these papers here, and we'll show you a thing or two. Looky here.
Well, I hardly think that this is a significant point, Abner.
Go ahead and look at them, Squire.
Oh, yes,
if this deed and that letter weren't wrote on the same typewriter, I'll eat both of them. Look at them T's there. See there how they stick up higher than the other letters?
Yes. Well, I will admit, Lum, there is a slight similarity there, but I still say that it could be merely a coincidence. However now, Lum, if you feel that I've done you an injustice, I'm ready to make amends. Let it never be said that M.K. Skimp ever took an unfair advantage of a friend or a customer. Now, here, Lum. Here's your note right here, and I'll just tear it up before you very eyes.
Oh, wait a minute, though. Let me see if that's sure enough our notes you're tearing up.
All right, here. Take a look at it yourself. There's your name signed in Abner's right there. That's yours, all right.
plain as it is.
Yes, well, I'll just tear that right up, Mom, right now before you, so you know that there's nothing wrong with it. And now, if you'll return the deed to me, well, we'll call everything square. And just forget the whole little incident.
Yeah, and the quicker I forget it, the happier I'll be. Here, take your old deed.
Yes, much obliged, Mom. Well, I've got to run along now, men, but I trust we'll meet again soon on more friendly terms. Well, good day, gentlemen.
Yeah, so long, Squire.
So long, Squire. Doggies, he sure come across in a hurry, didn't he? You scared him, I believe.
I think you scared him.
I believe he was.
Yeah, but he knowed we had him as soon as we brung out that letter and the deed.
Why, sure. Still, he wouldn't come out flat-foot and admit, though, if he wrote that letter.
Surprise!
Surprise? What'd you say that first, Henry?
Mr. Squire told me to keep the good news for a surprise for you fellas.
What good news?
About me digging up all them silver dollars over at the old Hurley place.
Silver dollars? You mean that you actually found them in the ground over there, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Just kept digging them up. Every shovel full I dig, there'd be another dollar there.
Oh, my doggies, you hear that, Mom? Why, there must be buried treasure over there after all.
If that don't beat the bugs a fight.
Oh, me.
Wait a minute. Cedric, did you say you told that to Squire?
Yes, Mom. It was his idea about the surprise.
Huh?
Didn't want me to tell you.
Anyways, I see now why Squire was so anxious to buy back that property.
Why, sure.
Why in the world didn't you tell us before you told him, Cedric?
Well, I was aiming on doing that, but he wouldn't let me.
Why, that snake in the weeds. How many dollars did you pick up, Cedric?
Oh, I don't know. I never count them. Just put them in my pocket. Just kept putting them in there. Let's see here. I must have about...
Doggett, I wish we went over and done some digging ourselves, Mom.
I'll be dog. I ain't got no dollars in my pocket.
Huh? No dollars?
No, Mom. I ain't even got my own lucky dollar. You know what I was doing.
No, Pa.
I got a hole in my pocket here. I was picking up the same dollar all the time.